Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We'll be right back. up a chair.
I'm here.
Time to record the show.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Welcome to Punks and Parkas 101.5 UMFM.
Hi.
We are gathered around the great Yushki.
Oh, yes.
Kitchen table.
Yes.
We've got Mabel.
Miss Mabel over here.
We've got Captain Dan.
Penny Lane. And we got Zach the cat. Somewhere. Just keeping watch over everything. Make sure that the neighborhood is, you know.
The Paw Patrol.
The Paw Patrol.
As we call them. Doing effect. Neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to the show.
Yes.
It's a lovely spring in Winnipeg.
Yeah. It's warm out, but the wind is making it feel a little bit colder than what it is.
And my audible eye roll there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but like, so Facebook memories pops up, and I think it was a year ago today, we went to a small town north of us called Matlock.
Yeah.
And you had posted some pictures, and your caption was like, oh yeah, all the snow is pretty much gone in the city, but still an icy tundra up here. And I look outside my window today, and I see a 6-foot high snowdrift still in the backyard.
Yeah, it's still an icy tundra here in the city.
Oh, it's so frustrating, dude.
It is. It's very frustrating.
We got snow last week.
Yeah.
Like on the weekend. I'm hoping this is our, we always kind of get that last like spring hurrah of snow in March/April.
And I hope this is it. And
I hope that's it.
It.
I'm praying that's it.
Because spring starts in a few weeks.
It does.
In case you don't know.
We did daylight savings, so everyone's like internal clocks are effed.
Yeah.
Why do we still do this?
I don't know.
It's so frustrating.
Very primitive.
It's super primitive. Yeah. We'll be fine. The farmers will be fine.
I'm pretty sure the farmers aren't doing much right now because...
They can't.
They can't.
Anyway, we're totally off topic.
Yeah.
We got a great show today.
Very good show today.
Curated by Captain Dan.
Yes.
And what, pray tell, brought this on?
On the weekend, we were watching If These Walls Could Talk.
Yes, the documentary.
If These Walls Could Sing.
Yes, If These Walls Could Sing.
About Abbey Road Studios. And one of the interesting facts they brought up was the fact that Pink Floyd recorded a lot of their stuff there.
They did.
Yeah.
And they were doing their early stuff, I believe their debut album, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, at the same time that the Beatles were recording Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah.
And it always blows my mind because I keep forgetting they were released the same time.
Yeah.
Because they sound, they both sound of the era, but they both sound so different.
Yeah.
That I always kind of think Interstellar Overdrive and Pink Floyd and early Pink Floyd started later, like the late 1960s, but it was mid.
Yeah.
Forget that. Little tidbit. But anyway.
Yeah, so it's...
That inspired you.
Yeah, that inspired me. So I just started, and they had played Interstellar Overdrive during this documentary. I'm like, oh, I love that song so much.
It's amazing great. Song. I think a lot of people who kind of get into Pink Floyd on the Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall... may not always know about the early Pink Floyd, the really psychedelic Pink, my favorite era of Pink Floyd.
I grew up liking Another Brick in the Wall.
The hits.
Yeah, the hits.
And I mean, Dark Side of the Moon is like chef's kiss, right? Yeah. Which just celebrated 50 years.
Yes.
But it's so crazy to hear that progression, right? Like when you listen to all their albums in order, which I've done multiple times because I just, I don't know why. I had a best friend who was obsessed with Pink Floyd. It just kind of seeped in. But you can hear that progression.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. But anyway, so that is from their very first album. If you've never heard it, Piper at the Gates of Dawn. It's a wild, trippy acid
trip. Yeah, go check it. Go grab it. It's a good album.
It's great. It's super great. And then we went right into the Stones doing psychedelic.
Yeah, with 2,000 Light Years from Home.
They're another band that like they morphed and changed and just grew with the times. Like we were watching... what's that? Polyphonic on YouTube. If you guys love music and design and stuff, check it out. But he was talking about disco and saying how a lot of artists gave in to the disco, including the Stones. They're another band that morphed. Like they started with this really R&B and rock and roll, and then you have, you know, Per Satanic Majesty's Request, which is totally psychedelic, and then disco. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
Sometimes you gotta just do that disco.
You gotta do... Kiss did disco.
Yeah.
So Kiss can do it.
So did Blondie.
Blondie did disco.
Yeah.
It was popular, guys.
It was.
It was popular. Anyway, so this show is all of the psychedelic realm.
Yeah.
I love it. Psychedelic.
Psychedelic, like, the oddities of the late 60s, 70s.
I'm excited. So what do we have next?
Upcoming up next, we have You're Gonna Miss Me by 13th Floor Elevators.
Such a great song.
Shangri-La.
I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to buy a car, so I'm looking at four different things on my phone.
You are. You've been in the car thing for, like, I'd say at least 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're ramping it up now because you kind of have to.
Because my lease ends up at the end of April, so I'm starting to dig into different cars and figure out what the heck I want.
The distribution is still an issue.
Yeah, everywhere you look, nothing.
It's so funny. I was speaking to my friend today at work through a message because I work from home.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how the pandemic threw things into such a weird loop. Like, he's trying to get in to see his doctor right now. And he's like, I can't get in till April for a quick checkup. And I was like, well, that's not bad considering it. But COVID threw the whole healthcare system here into a bit of a tailspin, including our government, but we won't get into that. But it threw a bunch of other things into a tailspin. And he was like, are we ever going to normalize out? And I was like, well, it took us 3 years to get to this point.
Yeah.
It's probably going to take us 3 years to kind of.
I think by 2046, when that asteroid's supposed to hit, everything will level out.
We'll have like 6 months where life is great again. And then
boom,
done. Anyway, welcome to Punks and Park.
Yes.
101.5 UMFM. Psychedelic.
Yeah.
You went on the psychedelic binge this
week. I did.
You want to tell us what you played there?
We pretty much just got through three songs.
Yeah, these songs are longer. I love it. It's easy for me for doing the track listings and all the like behind the scenes work.
We started off with 13 Floor Elevators with You're Gonna Miss Me.
Such a classic. If you guys have never listened to that album. It's called The Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators. Yeah. Says it in the title.
Check it out.
I mean, electric jug band music.
Yeah.
So good. Sorry.
Then we went right into Shangri-La by the Kinks.
Oh, so good.
And to finish all off with The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
Pet Sounds.
That was such a flop.
Yeah.
Not flop. Not flop. Bad, it sucked. But like a flip.
Yeah.
You know, Beach Boys were. Surfer girl, surf and safari, surf a little surf on your surf with the surf.
If you like your surf with extra side of surf, Beach Boys were your thing. But then they did Pet Sounds and that just kind of.
Such a. My teenage mind couldn't wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
As an adult, I get it now, but I'm like, what a change. Like, at least the Beatles, you know, because Pet Sounds came out about the same time as Sgt. Pepper, which was like mid-60s, 67. At least the Beatles, you can hear the two albums before, like Rubber Soul and Revolver. You can start to hear it. You can almost hear them walking up the steps to that door.
Yeah, because with those two albums, they decided to stop touring and just focus on making music. So they're experimenting more.
Yeah, and you can hear that. And then Beach Boys, it's just like, throw this out this way. And it just blows my mind. But it's such a. Amazing album from beginning to end. Which
brings up the point that 67 was pretty much the year that music changed.
Yeah. I talk to like a lot of my friends that I DJ with or do shows with, and they're always like 67 is like a high water mark for music. Yeah. So good. I have a weird feeling that Kinks might be from 67. You keep talking about what else we played or what.
That's all we played, pretty much. what's happening this week? Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God, already.
So break out your shillelagh, bottle of Jameson, your pint of green beer, and puke your guts out.
Oh, I was wrong. It was 69. No. My Kinks is off. My Kinks jury is off. But yeah, St. Patrick's. Yeah. I know it's so weird that we led such different like 20, 30 year old life. Did you ever do the like go to the pub on St. Patrick's Day and drink like all day?
No, unfortunately I did not.
Oh babe, we got to do that one day.
Yeah.
I used to like. Me and my friend Aaron would go to the King's Head at noon and stay there until the Tarbenders played. And that, if people in Winnipeg are familiar with the Tarbenders, it was a freaking gong show.
I think I tried to do that 1 year, but I went to the King's Head around 4 o'clock.
Oh yeah, no, you're not getting in.
No, I got in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got in and had, or was that even lunchtime? I can't remember. I had like two beers and a fish and chips and I'm just like, okay, there's like nobody here.
Oh yeah, you gotta stand it out, man. Like you gotta.
So then I went back to my apartment and threw on a Spotify playlist, and
that was it. That was your St. Patty's Day.
That was St. Patty's Day.
One of my favorites was at the King's Head, I believe. The Tarbenders were playing, and the Tarbenders were a band of just local guys, and they always got really drunk. And there was always like a fight. I remember at one point they were singing like Ring of Fire, and the trumpist like punched out the lead singer, who then like toppled over the drum kit, and we're like, yeah, Ring of Fire. Like, but that was normal. And then 20 seconds later, they're drunk as like skunks, arms around each other, singing Danny Boy. Like,
see, that's what I want to do.
Oh God, I'm so glad you missed that. Those are great times. But if you are going out for St. Patrick's Day, be safe.
Yeah, I think the closest I ever got to see doing a St. Patrick's Day thing like that was when I was in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah, that's sister and I,
we did a whole day. We started at like 11 o'clock in the morning drinking.
Oh, God.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, we finished.
I could see your sister totally just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was fine.
Of course she was. Me, not so much. You're like, no, I suffered. Anyway, St. Patrick's Day is fun.
Yep.
Coming up after St. Patrick's Day, next weekend...
Yes.
...is the big record show and sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so funny, speaking of Facebook memories, like I was... Was it earlier in the show? Was that later? Whatever. One of my memories came up 14 years ago. I was like, woohoo, Rockin' Richard sale this weekend. So I'm like, oh, I've been going to those for at least 14 years. And no, I've been going to them since my 20s, but... Yeah. It's just funny to see it because I'm like, oh yeah, the big spring record sale. So we're going to have a booth.
Yep, we'll be there.
Be there with our buddy Brett selling some great
some
vinyl.
Some great vinyl, some CDs, some cassettes.
Did you say vinyls?
I said vinyl.
Okay.
I do not say vinyls.
That's my pet peeve. I hate to be one of those gatekeeping, like, but when I see somebody call it vinyls, I just like nails on a chalkboard. Yes.
Snap them around.
But anyway, definitely come check it out. Yep. If you're new to collecting, if you've been collecting for 20 some years, if you've never been to a record sale.
Yeah, we have some great records to start your collection.
We do. Yep. We do. We're one of those booths. That's a nice thing about a record conventions.
Yep.
Something for everybody. So if you're just starting out, there's a lot of tables that have your like basics that you're looking for.
Yeah, you're James Taylor, you're Carole King.
And then you got booths like Vintage Vinyl, who's going to be bringing in some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like super rare collectible stuff. So
bring your bank account, your whole bank account.
If you can give somebody like 3 words of advice for a record convention and sale, what is it?
Make sure you sell your good kidney.
You'll get more money for it.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like arrive early.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Bring money and set a limit.
Yes.
Because it's very easy to overindulge.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with the dog. Are you done? No, she's not done.
You
got
an idiot.
Yeah, you bark like an idiot, Michael. Oh, see. Oh, she doesn't like you.
Sit down.
This is Mabel, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, definitely go check out the record sale. And then the next weekend...
is the punk rock flea market.
Yeah, Winnipeg's very first punk rock flea market. It's going to be fantastic.
That show, we're going to have a bunch of extras. We'll have like stickers. We'll have pins, buttons.
Yeah, just books. Well, I think we'll have some books and stuff at the Rockin' Richard. Not Rockin' Richard's, but the Manitoba show.
But we will curate. Curate. a little bit more for the punk rock, so there won't be so much fluff.
Good point.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fantastic. Yes, lots of fantastic. Amazing booths. It's going on at the...
Valor
Community Center. Thank you. Yeah. Tickets are now available on Eventbrite.
Yes.
Only $5. I believe you can get some at the door.
Yeah.
Again, go early. Bring money. Set a budget. But also there's a fantastic...
Raffle.
Yeah, we're going to be contributing a couple of fun things to the raffle. Some albums,
maybe. A cat, maybe a dog, we don't know.
Well, yeah, maybe both of them.
Yeah, that'd be a great deal.
We'll see. I mean, I could use some peace. Definitely go check it out.
Yeah.
First of many, by the sounds of it. Amazing response.
Yeah, she looks like she's been mind-blowing.
I know. Em started this really like December, because I remember our housewarming party, they were talking about it and really getting the ball rolling. Almost over 3,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Lots of feedback, was just bombarded with requests for tables. So it's going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fantastic. Should we play some music?
Let's play some more music.
Okay. Oh, before we do that, I do, just some sad news came through before supper today. So if you were listening to UMFM for a long time, there was a great show called Comfort Cafe, hosted by Gail Comfort, who I might get choked up because I loved Gail. Gail is fantastic. She was ill for the last little while, battling cancer, and sadly she passed away. So I wanted to send some love out to the UMFM family because I'm hurting. Gail was fantastic. Yeah. Sorry, getting a little choked up, but UMFM is a family, and when we lose somebody, it's losing a family member. So just wanted to send love to everyone who's hurting and to her family, and I got a great book she gave me, so I'm going to hold that close to me, but thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
You were fantastic. Anyway, let's continue on.
Isn't It a Pity by George Harrison?
You know what? She loved George Harrison.
Oh, that's so...
Who doesn't, though?
Yeah. He's amazing.
She loved all kinds of great music, but yeah. So we're going to send this one out to Kel.
Yep.
Thank you. better than all the rest. I love you the best, better than all the rest that I meet in the summer.
Sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you. speak to me only with your eyes. It is to you I feel this tune. Ain't so hard to recognize, oh. These things are clear to all.
This is the amazing Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
With Rain Song.
Yep.
Before
that was Indian Summer by the Doors, yeah. And started all off with Isn't It a Pity by George Harrison.
Isn't It a Pity. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yes.
Take care, and we're going to play one more song on the way out here, a little Jimi Hendrix.
So a little Hendrix to get you going.
All right, have a great weekend.
See you guys. Thank you.